Hello, I'm Joanne Gallagher, your Think Future podcast host. This week, we're joined by Max Stranowitz, the CEO of MIPS Protection, a leader in their field producing protection systems for sport, industry, and construction sectors. Max joins the conversation to share MIPS' vision for 2030 and explains how their products are sustainable, fit for purpose, and maintain the highest safety standards. This podcast is brought to you by Arcons, a global leader pioneering solutions and services to the AEC and manufacturing industries who support digital transformation for the built environment and smart manufacturing. Visit arcons.net to learn more about how Arcons are helping organizations design, build, and solve through digitalization. From Arcons to you, welcome to our Think Future podcast series. Each week, we'll share conversations with industry leaders from around the world to find out how they're thinking future. Subscribe to Arcons Think Future for access to more episodes, interviews, and profiles. Max Stranowitz is the CEO of MIPS, which stands for Multidirectional Impact Protection System. Max has a degree in economics from the University of Borås in Sweden. He served as Chief Financial Officer of MIPS from 2016 to 2019, prior to becoming the CEO. Previously, Max built his career in the fast-moving consumer goods industry as the CFO of operations at Cloetta AB and Finance Director at Unilever Supply Chain Company and Unilever Nordic. Hello, welcome to the program, Max.
Thank you.
Max, you are the CEO of MIPS Protection. For about 5 years now. Can you tell us a little bit about your career path and how you got to be the CEO of this company?
Yes, of course. I started my career in Unilever, which is, of course, in fast-moving consumer goods, mainly in ice cream, but also ice cream and foods. And then, of course, I moved into the confectionery business. I got the opportunity to join MIPS in 2016. I was asked by a good friend of mine to help them to do an IPO. Since I was at that time working as a CFO, had a long finance background, of course, that fit my career quite well and also was a very interesting thing to do. I took over as a CEO in 2019. And of course, have done the job since then. And our mission is really about reducing head injuries and to save more lives.
That's wonderful. So your products are mostly helmets, or is there other products as well?
We actually don't do helmet, but we do insert the helmet. So what we actually do, if you think of a traditional helmet, it's normally designed to manage a linear impact, so a straight force to the head. What we try to reduce is something that is called rotational force to the head. That's in short what we do. Of course, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but we don't do helmets, but we do inserts the helmet to redirect energies that normally comes to the head.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. And now the inserts, or that technology used in the built environment for safety equipment for people?
Yes, so we are actually in three different main categories. The first one is where we started, that's the sports industry. The second one is, of course, very obviously, that is the motorcycle industry. And the third one being the safety industry. And there, we are mainly focused on the industrial space, mainly around construction. It has taken us quite a long time to enter into that category because in the beginning, we actually didn't think that we made a difference. We also looked at a lot of the hard hats, which were worn in the industry. And when you look at them, actually a lot of them does not support what MIPS do, and therefore it was very difficult to get into that category. Now we have seen that helmets have changed a lot. They are much more protective. They are also much more advanced. So yes, we are today also in helmets for industrial use or in the safety space.
That's great to know. So I was just reading your website about your mission and values and your vision. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What your slogan is? We dare, we care, we share. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so for us, that is actually three very important words for us. When we started talking about rotational motion in the industry about 10 years ago, no one understood what that was. We are pioneers introducing something very new to the business. We always think that with our mission and what we're trying to accomplish, we should actually be brave. And that's where the first word is about, we dare. That's really being a little bit confident in what we're doing, but also taking a little bit more of a risk. We are entering into new spaces. That's also when you look at our sustainability journey there. We are also first in the space in our industry to really be as confident in what we're doing, but also making sure that we commit to really, or give the industry really high commitment. And MIPS being quite a fast growing company, it basically means that until 2030, we need to reduce our carbon emission with 90% per product we sell versus today. So we believe that's really about being brave. When you are leading in the industry, but you are also a company driven by a very high purpose, it is about we care. So we care a lot about our employees, but we also care a lot about the world. That's why we do the things that we do. For us, the only real value we have on the balance sheet is our people. We're making sure that they have the best possible capacity and also the best possible capabilities, and also taking care of the best possible way. They are also allowed to train or exercise during working hours. For me, that's really, really important that we have a culture where we stimulate and always promote training and exercise and well-being of all our employees. And then the last one is, of course, we share. I believe also when you are leading in your industry, leading is also about sharing, because if you are very inclusive, you will actually be able to influence the whole industry. There is a lot of scientific papers published around the technology of MIPS, and I believe that's also about sharing. So probably a little bit long answer, but of course you hopefully feel that I'm really passionate about our vision and our core values. It's really important to me as the CEO.
It sounds like a wonderful company to work for. Let's go back a little bit just to describe over just briefly your 2030 target and then what your targets are for 2024.
Yeah, we signed up to the science-based target, and that's really to make sure that we are really taking the challenge in a very professional way. And most bigger companies, of course, are committing to the science-based target. And it's also, I think, it gives a framework, but it's also make sure that no company can greenwash. You're always doing the right thing. I think it's really important that all companies are really trying to push their boundaries as much as they can. Do we have a full roadmap to get to the 90% reduction? No. We have taken huge steps in terms of reducing our carbon emission, but also about being brave and really being there, or daring is really also to push yourself to get to that 90%. I am convinced that we will get to the 90% by 2030, but it will require huge things when it comes to in terms of what we are doing. We have divided our work into three key pillars at the moment. The first one is around making sure that we have a corporate agenda that makes a lot of sense. So more in the area of CSR, like we talked already before, taking care of your people is extremely important. But we are also auditing a lot of our manufacturing partners that we are working with. We really want to make sure that we can have a very inclusive dialogue on how we can improve. We share a lot of findings across all our manufacturing partners, and we also incentivize them to make sure that they are doing the right actions and so on. Today, we are working with 83 different manufacturing partners all over the world. For us, it has been extremely important to find really good materials that will make sure that we reduce our carbon emission to the extent possible.
Yeah. So, Max, it's obvious that sustainability is very important to you and your staff. When it comes to leading in this industry, in this sector, you've got a different approach to other companies. And what is that approach and why is it different?
Yeah, I think for us, we have a lot of people in our company that are extremely committed to safety, but they're also extremely committed to the environment. That's why we really needed to go in depth into the area of sustainability. We actually hired one PhD, which his doctoral thesis was how to restore polymer chains. And that was really to make sure when we use recycled materials that we can really go in as deep as possible. So I think having the really strong educational background of the company, very in-depth commitment, if we do it, we do it for real.
Well, that's great. And then when it comes to marketing and branding, you avoid the greenwashing because you're being thorough. You're going into, it sounds like, the life cycle assessment journey of your products, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Yes. So all of our products are audited down to every gram to really make sure we understand what exactly happened throughout the process. We are measuring all our factories and so on. And that's a very important area for us to really make sure that we also, when we do improvement, we know where it makes sense. So we make a loss analysis every year to really make sure that we address the big topics first and not starting with a small, easy, low-hanging fruit. And of course, takes a lot of effort, but we believe start with a big thing first.
You were talking earlier about safety, lifespan, quality, and sustainability. How are all these linked? Because safety is important, obviously, and lifespan, they're very linked together. Can you explain all of that, those concepts?
Yeah, so I mean, when it comes to lifespan of products and so on, when we look at, for instance, helmets for industrial space, you normally have a helmet that comprises of a couple of different things. Normally, you have a very tough and hard outer shell. That will probably outlive most things. And there we see that in a lot of cases, when you throw the helmet away, it's actually not worn out. It's actually the inner side of the helmet that has been exposed to sunlight or a lot of sweat and so on. And what we have done there together with the industry is make sure that we have solutions which actually can prolong the lifetime of a helmet. So you can actually remove the harness system, put in a new one, including a new MIP system. And we believe also that's a great way of making sure that you recycle what can be recycled without, of course, compromising safety.
We're going to take a short break to tell you a little bit more about our cons, and then we'll be right back to the conversation. Arcons has a mission to advance the efficiency, quality, and profitability of project outcomes for its customers by providing best-in-class technology and services. If you're looking for a digitalization and sustainability-focused partner to help you achieve your goals, join the thousands of AEC and manufacturing customers globally who have turned to Arcons to start their journey toward a better built environment and smarter manufacturing. With more than 50 locations around the world, Arcons can connect you to the right technologies and expertise so you can improve your competitive position and increase profitability. Arcons has an industry expert to help you navigate the best pathway forward wherever you are on your digitalization and sustainability journey. Visit arcons.net to find out more. And now back to our conversation. When it comes to manufacturing the polymers,
yeah,
how are you protecting the environment? Because some of them have been very dangerous to the environment and never go away. They're forever chemicals and so on. It's been talked about at the moment. Can you explain what you're doing instead?
Yeah, like I said before, we are really trying to make sure that we find virgin material with the right composition, which is really, really difficult sometimes when you need to have a product that needs to have the right lifespan and so on. But we are getting there. And what we said, until we are getting there, what we really need to do is to make sure that we use recycled products. Given that we consume quite a lot of materials, of course, going into only the helmet industry is not enough to find the right type of products. That's why we went outside the industry to really make sure that we can find recycled material, to really make sure that we get those into our products. Last year, we achieved a carbon emission reduction of 20.8%. And that was actually mainly attributed to using recycled material. When we set the target last year, we wanted to reduce our carbon emission with 1% per month, which of course gave me a little bit of stomach pain, because that's a really, really tough target. And the fact that we achieved 20.8% is, of course, fantastic. And it's beyond my expectations, at least.
Very good. Well done. What context are you talking about when you mean the right product?
Yes. When it comes to sustainability, for me, I believe that all the companies in the world, they have a couple of years out before they can really, or before the consumers will disqualify them from selling their products, because they will be a lot harder than we are today, which I think is also right. But to get there, you need to do a lot of testing. We are a safety product and so on. And we are getting there, like I said, but we also need to do what we can meanwhile. And that's why I think that using recyclable material is very important until we have more virgin materials that are right from the start. And it's much better for carbon emission. We are doing polymers, of course, which is not something I want to do. But sometimes, of course, you need to have the right product to be able to achieve your priorities. And for us, the priority is always safety. The environment is, of course, important, but we can never jeopardize safety or performance over the environmental impact. Yeah, so I think, first of all, of course, we have the targets that we get under science-based target, which is, of course, reduction of carbon emission. Very blunt target, but it's also very clear to everyone. Everyone understands that. But then, of course, we measure a lot of other things in our company, like employee turnover, well-being of our employees. We also measure how much of our resources goes into sustainability projects. Today, in our product development roadmap, for instance, 18 out of the 28 product development projects that we are doing is in the sustainability area. So for us, we have said that we always need to make sure that we allocate enough resources to really make a difference. So there is a whole lot of targets that we have. And for me, it's also that when you have so many different employees, you can't have one target for all of them. Since we are doing a lot of small things, we really have a policy deployment of making sure that this is the overall sustainability goal. And then, of course, you can scale a lot of different targets to really make sure that you push the whole boat forward.
Well, you mentioned there recycling. Is that how you're reducing hazardous waste, like PC?
Yes, that has been a really important area to use recycled material and so on. There is a lot of projects especially in the bicycle industry, where you try to recycle helmets and so on. And it's actually growing quite fast. But today, it is not big enough yet to be able to supply the market with what they need. It's only a fraction of what it needs. But also the way that helmets are developed going forward is that they are also being developed in a way which that makes them a lot easier also to recycle. So I really like this circular thinking of saying, you sell a helmet, when you buy a new one, you actually bring the new old one back to the store, and that can then be recycled into a new helmet, which I think is great.
The life cycle then of, say, the helmet or the liner that you're making, can you explain, you know, the main points of that life cycle and what you're doing? But, you know.
Yeah, so traditionally we produce our product normally in a factory as close to where the helmet is produced. We don't want to transport the product. So if we can produce it in the same factory as the helmet is produced, we are really, really happy, avoid a lot of complexity, avoid a lot of carbon emission and so on. So we normally get an order from our helmet manufacturers, and they order a MIPS solution, which we then implement into the helmet. The lifespan, if you take bicycle helmets, is somewhere around 5 to 8 years. Helmets for industrial use is normally 1 to 5 years, depending on which area it's used and so on. Ski helmets can be up to 10 years. The lifespan of the product is very different for us. We want everyone to change the helmet for the right reason. And the right reason for us is that it might have lost its performance, not because some part has been worn out. Then, of course, it's our responsibility to make sure that there is solutions to really prolong the lifetime of the product.
So how are you using technology and data to measure consumer behavior or safety or longevity of your products?
Yeah, so of course, first of all, we do a big market survey every year where we interview in depth a lot of consumers to really understand where are they going, what are they thinking about when it comes to our product, but also their behaviors and so on. And that really made to make sure that we have a product that is right for purpose, basically. But then, of course, we also want to understand things that maybe the consumer don't understand. So we invested last year in a very high technology advanced sensor company, which actually measures a lot of things. There's so many different things that can be measured. We also have an event system in that sensor. So for instance, if you are working in the industrial space, some of them are, of course, working remote and they are alone. And for some reason, you stop moving or you have problem coughing and so on, that there is an alert that goes off and then goes directly. And it's connected already today to the emergency system. They know that there is a person that has fallen. They also know that what was the cause of the accident or what was actually the consequence of the accident. So they can also prepare. We have looked at a lot of different sensor technologies, but we have not found anyone that is advanced enough until last year when we found this. Really, it's impressive. It's fantastic. And you really see how much you actually can do to really understand what's happening to the users and so on.
You mentioned earlier about collaboration and that you engage very closely with your supply chain.
Yeah.
What sort of procurement policies are you sharing with each other, general principles around that? What are they?
Yeah, so first of all, before we start working with any company, we always do an audit, and then we audit them at least every second year. We actually audit them every year, but we are targeted to audit them every second year. And then, of course, when we have the audit protocol or the outcome of that audit, of course, we sit down with the factory and we suggest a lot of improvements. Not all of them are extremely interested in investing a lot. And I think some of the factories will actually disqualifying themselves because they will not do the investments that they are required to do in order to really qualify them to be producers in a much more sustainable environment. Today, our customers really like what we do because we do all the sustainability work without charging anything from them. So we have done it at our expense. We have given them sustainable products, we have transformed their previous versions to new versions without involving them, without putting any extra charges to them, which is, of course, really appreciated. But then it's also really important, and especially the more advanced one, we talked a little bit about LCA analysis. So there, of course, to have a partner which can give them the breakdown of all their products. So already when we start, we can say, if you pick that solution, it will actually be 268 grams. If you pick that one, it will be worse. And that's why we suggest that you don't go for that version and so on. So we are also bringing whole product selection. We are also putting in the aspect of which product makes more sense from an environmental point of view.
Well, that's good. You actually have those ratings next to your products in your inventory?
Yeah, or we have the whole result of the LCA analysis.
Very interesting. As we close out today's conversation, out of all those things you're excited about, what excites you the most, Max?
That is getting to use virgin materials, because I believe that when we can get there, we will make a real big change to the industry.
You mean circular virgin materials, or so you can, they can be broken down and used again? Do you mean it in that way, or?
No, it's that when you have plastic and you use polymers, of course, you have quite a big carbon impact. Of course, you reduce that impact if you can use the product again. But imagine if you have something which has a low carbon impact directly from the beginning, then, of course, you already start not from a fresh sheet, but at least you start with a much lower impact to start with.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying. This is wonderful. Really cool to hear your story. Thank you so much for coming on the program. It's lovely to mix innovation with industry and science and sustainability all in one. So this is great to hear. Thank you very much. And if you want to come back one day and tell us how it's going, or we're happy to have you back. Thanks.
I would love to do that. Thank you. Have a nice afternoon.
All the best.
Yep. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Arcons. Arcons is leading the digital transformation of the AEC and manufacturing industries by providing best-in-class technology solutions from world-leading partners and their own in-house development software from the Arcons B-Smart portfolio for building, infrastructure, and manufacturing. Arcons is a company that cares about creating and building a better world. Together, we are working with industry and environmental experts, providing forums and platforms to our Arcons Think community to create conversations that matter to our future generations. We invite you to join in the conversation and participate in our Think community. Like and subscribe to Think Future to stay up to date with the latest innovations and conversations as we advance the digital journey for the AEC and manufacturing around the world. You can download our podcasts at arcons.net or from your favorite podcast platform.